You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Hope you're having a good day. Hope it's off to a good start here today. Spend time in the Word of God today, and I guarantee you, you'll have a good day. No matter what's going on outside, the Prince of Peace will fill you with peace. And let me remind you as well, friend, that you have the peace that passes all understanding is inside of you. So I encourage you today, spend time in the Word today. That's what you're about to do right now. If you've tuned into WGOD, you're going to hear the first part of the message I just preached on Sunday. That's right. Our church is open at Island Community Church. We've got a small fellowship. It also was broadcast live on Facebook, but we were open. And this is my sermon. It comes right out of the text. Isn't that funny the way God works? Right out of where we were at the week before, Paul's preaching on Mars Hill, and he makes the comment that God's given assurances of everything that Jesus said and did. He's given assurances of these things by raising him from the dead. You see, any person can make any claim, but their bones are easily found, or their ashes afterwards. Even David, Peter said on Pentecost, David's bones are right over there. Moses' bones, well, they're right over there. Even though Satan and Michael argued and fought over his bones, they still were buried somewhere. The Bible says God buried Moses. No one knows where he was even to that day. Not so with Jesus Christ. We read in Psalms chapter 16, verse 9, it says, "You will not let your Holy One see corruption." When you look for Jesus' bones, other than on the Discovery or National Geographic channel, you're not going to find them anywhere. Here's part one of this message now.
You got to bear with us. This is our first time we're ever filming this on Facebook. We tried last week, so we're going to try again here today. So, again, I want to say, too, I want to thank everyone that's come out here today. And it reminds me, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. It reminds me of the 10 lepers that were healed. You know, 10 lepers got healed. And then after they got healed, 9 went their way, and 1 returned, and Jesus said, "Where in tarnation are the other 9? Was there not 10 people that were cleansed? And you coming out of your houses today, many of you, some of you over 80 years old, and coming out here to worship today, just, you know, you read about it in the Bible about someone that said, is it just a man or a woman after God's own heart? Let me say, that qualifies as well. Everyone that's come out here today is not scared of what they read or see on television. But you've come here today, or to any other churches around America that are open today, not to shame you that are at home. That's not what I mean. Though this is an opportunity that you can't get back for those that are at home. I'd encourage you to trust God. and do what Peter did. Peter got out of the boat. And I encourage you watching at home, because these good people have. And they're going to walk on water until someone distracts them and says with their little nitpicky, "Oh, you shouldn't be here." But it brings God great pleasure that you have gotten out and have gotten out of the boat and have decided to trust God. When was it not God that was in charge of your life anyway? Someone tell me. When did he stop watching out over you? He's always been in control of your life. Not just since this nonsense started. What do you think now you need? You know, I'm firmly convinced that when you die and go to heaven, you're going to find out all the times that God prevented you from dying. I used to own a Christian bookstore. We had all these pictures of some cutesy-wootsy little angels sweating, reaching out to stop some child from falling off a bridge. You know how many times he's done that with you? We all can go home now. That's the message. For those visiting, not. My main scripture here this morning is the one I used last week in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 17. If you brought a Bible with you, if not, there's some under the seats there. Acts chapter 17. It's funny, too, how this is where we were last week. And this is where we're at here today, picking it up in verse 22. Let me remind you, too, that to live is Christ and to die is gain. It's not like it's some horrible thing if you leave this world and go to be with Christ. Acts chapter 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus. That's the Greek word Ares, which means what? Let me give you a hint. It's red and it's a planet. Mars. King James has Mars Hill. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said to the men of Athens, "I perceive in all things that you're very religious." King James says very superstitious. They're not sure how to translate that word. "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription on it. It said, 'To the unknown God.'" You see, the Greeks had that there in case they had forgotten any gods. They just threw up one there just to cover their own rear ends. You know, if there's any gods, little g's, that I've forgotten, here's one little plaque for them. Pros agnosto, where our word agnostic, pro agnosto theo, to the unknown God. That'll cover him, just in case. "Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I will proclaim to you." Verse 24, "God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life and breath and all things, and he is made from one blood every..." Now the word is nation, it's the Greek word ethnos. Where our word ethnicity or ethnic group comes from. It's not Europe and Asia and China and South Africa. It's ethnic groups, black, white, Asian, Chinese, all people. "He has made from one blood every ethnos of men to dwell on the face of the earth. And he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of your dwellings." If you missed that sermon last week, look it up. God has determined when you live and where you live. Think about that. Sorry, friends, we're going to be here a long time today. I got a short sermon, but this is my hour. I have 168. The world's got you for 166 and a half. I got you for an hour and a half. Is that all right? Of all the ages you could be alive, God's got you alive now. Think about it. From Confucius to Adam to Alexander the Great, from Moses to Napoleon, God's got you alive now. At the end of the age, you don't think it's the end of the age? Why don't you try buying a roll of toilet paper? See how long it takes you. My wife ordered a case 6 weeks ago. And now they're lying, cheating, and stealing. Oh, it's been ordered. It's been delivered. It's been ordered for a roll of toilet paper. Jesus said, you'll know my return is near when it takes 8 weeks to get a roll of toilet paper. All right, when there's pestilence all over the place. Of all the ages, God could have you alive. You're alive here and now. So God has determined when you live, and it said here, the boundaries of your dwellings, God has determined where you live. Now, speaking personally, I've gotten outside of those boundaries before. That is, you move when you shouldn't move, or you turn, you zig when you should have zagged, or when God says, be still and know that I am God, and you move. Or when something happens to you and you go and revert back to how you used to be. And you, what's the saying called? Cut bait and run. Then you get outside of the will of God and then it's... Reminds me of Jonah on the boat. Where Jonah had the whole universe against him. Everything. Even the dice were against him. Everything. Because he got outside of the boundaries of where God had him, where he was supposed to be. Let me encourage you, if you are outside of those boundaries, get back in them. So you can have the Midas touch again, where everything that you touch turns to gold. Where is that in the Bible? Joshua 1, 6 through 8. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Where all that he does shall prosper. That's when you're in the center of the will of God. If you've left it, like I have before many times, let me encourage you to get back there. So that's where we were last week. Verse 27, Paul continues. Starts with the word, so that. So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Now he's quoting a Cretan. He's quoting a local poet. He went into someone else's house and he knows how to relate to people. He got something that someone wrote from that neighborhood and quoted a line from one of their poems. And that's that line there, for we are his offspring. Therefore, it's like he's agreeing with him. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone or something shaped by art or man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. Then Paul says this. Remember, this is an Easter sermon. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music.